following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Gooda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday after a very busy sports weekend. We've got the state wrestling tournament set. We've got postseason basketball. Girls sub-districts get underway tonight. The Olympics are continuing. We've got a huge win for Nebraska's men. Creighton then looks great after that, beating Villanova for the second time this year. A scare for Connie Yori. She's pulling her best Bo Pelini, getting out of there when things are still going on. So we'll have an update from the university on that. Nebraska assistant men's basketball coach Craig Smith is scheduled to join us here momentarily, talk about the big win yesterday against Michigan State. And that has to be the headline for the weekend, I think, Jimmy.
Oh, no doubt about it. We talked about Nebraska basketball on Friday, and the man that we talked to, and I can't remember his name, help me out, Doug, who we talked to on, you talked about Nebraska.
Robin? Yeah.
And he said, hey, you talked about the NCAA tournament. What's it going to take for Nebraska to get in there? And basically, he said, we're going to have to win six games. And we both looked at each other kind of like, whoa, that's a heck of a deal. We weren't even thinking about the NCAAs. We were hoping the NIT, but that win right there got him in a chance to get onto the bubble. That win there gives them a chance. They have to win some games, but they got a lot of teams they're playing that are like 14-10, 14-12, 12-14 on their schedule. They have Wisconsin, who is like 21-5. But, you know, when we play at Indiana, do you realize Nebraska has a better record than Indiana this year?
Well, Nebraska, five of their last six games are against teams. Nebraska's sole sixth position right now, sixth place. Five of the six games, they're playing teams below them right now in the conference. But going back to that, what you were saying, I think Robin was right, too. You have to win six of the last seven, which counted yesterday, and you're going to have to win in the conference tournament because they already have, Nebraska already has 10 losses. You're not going to get in, not Nebraska. Nebraska's not going to get in at 12, 13 losses. Even I dare to say, if they kind of run the table, if they run the table here, then they get to 11 If they can get to 12, I mean, they would get to 12-6. I mean, we're talking insanity here. That just isn't going to happen. If it does, great. They'll be the story of the country. They might overtake what Creighton's doing as far as the story of basketball in the state of Nebraska. But I think we got to take it for what it's worth right now. And then they're going to get two home games in 4 days on Thursday and Sunday with Penn State and Purdue.
Doug, if they beat Wisconsin, if they beat Wisconsin at home and they win six games, the next six games, they're in. I'll say that right now. But they have to beat Wisconsin. They also had
to be 20-10, Jimmy.
Yep.
They'd be 20-10.
That's exactly right. But they had to beat Michigan State.
And they'd still go to the tournament, though.
Right. I understand that. But, I mean, they still, what I'm saying, they have to beat Wisconsin and they have to beat Michigan State. Those two wins, the way the committee's done it, Doug, the way the committee has done it, you get rewarded for beating big name people. You can win 23 or 24 games, but if you haven't got a signature win, hey, I guarantee you a signature win is at Michigan State.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
That's a signature win.
There's no doubt about it. It doesn't matter who they had, who they didn't have. Their big man was back yesterday. I thought there were a couple of impressive things that happened yesterday that just doesn't happen to Nebraska basketball. And again, let's take it for what it's worth. Let's not be running down the street with our shirts off and having the confetti fly from the ceiling just yet. This basketball team is 14-10, but they are a lot better place than they were 3 weeks ago when they were 0-4 in the conference.
Oh, no doubt about it. And the committee also does a nice job of rewarding you, Doug, for how you play, you know, from about January 15th to February 15th. But then they really reward you how you play from February 15th to March 15th. So, you know, those are critical things, I think so. And I know there's been some teams that have got second before in their conference tournament, but they knew going in, when they were 14 and 14 or 15 and 15, that they had to win out. Second place wasn't going to cut it.
No, there's no doubt about it. It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. Two big wins coming up again this week, or two big games coming up again this weekend. Hopefully wins, just to kind of keep the momentum rolling here for the Nebraska men's basketball team. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. And we are pleased to welcome in back from East Lansing and probably still doing a little dancing, but getting ready for this weekend, Craig Smith, assistant coach, as we like to call him, Tim Miles' right-hand man. Coach, thanks for giving us some time. Congratulations to you and the guys.
Thanks, Doug and Jim. I really appreciate it. It was a heck of a battle last night. You're right. Getting up on Monday mornings is a lot more enjoyable after a victory like that.
I'll ask the question right off the bat. You've been with Coach Miles for a number of years at all of these stops.
Way too many years. That's why I don't have any hair.
Well, you know, if you guys keep this up, you'll be getting plucked away, and all you assistants won't be in Lincoln very much longer. But before before we get to that, is this the biggest win?
Well, obviously, since we've been at Nebraska, overall for the 11 years, you know, that's really hard to say. I mean, there's been so many great ones, and, you know, when you rebuild programs the way Coach Miles has, and I've been very fortunate to be along for the ride for this is my 11th year with them at four different schools. You can really, you know, on the way home last night, I was watching some tape and getting ready for Penn State, but at the same time, you reflect back to a lot of great victories that we've had over the years, and certainly, you know, we were at Colorado State. You know, we didn't win a game in the conference our first year. We went 0-16. And, you know, 3.5 years later, we finally beat a top 25 team on the road at UNLV. And that was a huge win for our program. UNLV is a brand name, just like Michigan State is. And then you can go all the way back, you know, whether he was at Mayville State or North Dakota State, there's just been so many big ones. When Coach was at North Dakota State after I had left them, his first year of full-fledged Division I, you know, they went on the road and beat Wisconsin at Wisconsin, and that was a huge win for a low major school to go into Wisconsin and win like that. So there's been a lot of them. Certainly this one's right up there, and it's definitely a marquee win for Nebraska basketball.
Yeah, I agree. Again, I'm with Doug on it, but congratulations on the win. Here's something I thought was really important was Michigan State kind of got back into the game with about 3 minutes to go, and how smart and how well you coached both the decisions, you know, of holding the ball. And then when Michigan State would take four guys to go challenge it real quick, right after there was a missed shot by Michigan State, Nebraska would, you know, go down and get that transition shot and take the two points. So those were great decisions because a lot of teams do not take advantage of that transition right there. They just still want to keep holding it. So that was great job of coaching. And I was really happy with that. That was great. Your comments on that.
Well, I think you're right. You know, our guys did a great job of that. They certainly had to ramp up the pressure, just crashing everyone to the offensive boards, and they only had one guy really kind of semi-back. And our players did a great job, and there were some long shots there, made great outlet passes, and then just made very good decisions and went on attack. And that was the biggest thing, is you got to play on attack. And some of our games earlier this year, in particular on the road, we were extremely tentative on the offensive end and weren't in attack mode, and we were in attack mode there. And you know, basketball is a game of decisions. You got to have a great skill level. We've always won everywhere we've been with skill level and guys that can make decisions out on the floor. Just because you can run fast and jump high doesn't mean you're a good basketball player. And last night our guys made great decisions. We only had five turnovers through the whole game, and those guys get into you pretty hard. And so, but that's how you got to win on the road. You got to play from in front. You got to limit your turnovers, and then you just got to manage the glass that way. And I thought we did a great job of that.
We're talking with Nebraska assistant men's basketball coach Craig Smith here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Coach, you held Michigan State to 51 points, 34% shooting. What was the key in that?
Well, first of all, when you think Michigan State, you know, they're a phenomenal team in transition. I mean, they get that thing up the floor in a hurry. And so we had to do a great job in conversion defense. I thought for the most part we did that. And two, you always think of them, they are gangbusters on the offensive glass. And with the exception of a little bit towards the end of the first half when we were playing our 2-3 zone, I thought we really handled them on the boards very well. Then it comes down to half-court defense, and the Tiger guys are really prepared. They don't run a million things. There's certain things they're going to run over and over and over for it, and we were ready for those things. And so, and then thirdly, they're the top-ranked defensive team in our league, and we just managed to score enough against them. I think, you know, it was key that we got up early. I think Walt hit a three right away, and Petaway hit a couple of tough shots, and then we went scoreless for about, I don't remember what it was, 7-8 minutes. It felt like 15. And, but we were still ahead, you know, and we were able just to stay in front the whole time. We made some key free throws, and then Petaway just hit a couple monster threes down the stretch as the shot clock was expiring.
Yeah, he's the co-Big Ten player of the week, and it seems like when there's big games, and Siobhan had a big one last time out, but Petaway has really been the guy that stepped up all season for you.
Yeah, he's what we call him. He's a go-to guy. He's a highly competitive guy. Nobody works harder than the kid. He's an ABC scorer. An A score meaning he can really get to the rim. A B zone score means he's got a good pull-up game. And then a C zone score means he can shoot the three. And he's got it all. And he's always, you know, I've recruited the guy for 2 years at Colorado State. He went to Texas Tech. I knew if he went to the wrong place, he's a guy that we could get on the rebound because we had such a great relationship with him and his family, and things didn't work out at Tech. We were sure happy to get him here, but for 5 years, we've seen what he could do. And last year, with the scout team and a practice when he was redshirting, the guy always made game-winning shots all year last year. And so we've got a preview of what he could do as the shot clock was winding down. He's just a heck of a player. Now we're starting to become a better passer, a better decision maker, and what people don't realize is he's always guarding the other team's best player. So we couldn't be happier with the production of Turan.
Yeah, kiddos, too. You know, one thing I noticed about Nebraska, and you made a great point, too, Coach, about the basketball being a decision. People have to make decisions. You know, in football, the quarterback really has to make the decisions. You know, there's times when maybe a running back has to cut back and make a decision. But everybody else has been programmed, hey, this is what you're going to do. You're going to do it this way. But in basketball, things change. But when I watch your Florida Gulf Coast game, game early in the season. One thing I noticed about the team Nebraska did was they did not give up transition layups. And same thing with Michigan State. You did not give that up. And you can go 5 or 6 minutes without scoring. It's not a great plan, but you can do it if you don't give up those transition things. So continue to make sure we don't get back on defense like you're doing. That's a great job. Just keep it up.
Well, it's something we work on daily, and our guys are starting to take a lot of pride in it. And I think they realize, you know, at the end of the day, to beat the best teams, you got to be great in the half court. Whether you got to be great in the half court defensively, you got to be great in the half court offensively. And we feel like if we can just make it a half court game, we're always going to have a chance to win. You know, 4 games ago against Michigan, we'll go on the road, and at Creighton. You know, we were really bad. We were really bad and tentative offensively, and in turn, that really affected us defensively. And we let those teams get out and run it on us. And I think we've really grown from those experiences. You know, we're getting ready to play Penn State here this week. That we since we played them last time, we controlled the whole game last time, and then just absolutely lost it every which way we could the last 4 minutes of the game. But since that point, you know, we've only lost one. We won 5 of our last 6, and I think we're really starting to grow and develop as people, as players, and really just finding ourselves. And hopefully we can keep trending forward and keep the momentum going.
Just a couple more questions for Craig Smith, assistant men's basketball coach at Nebraska. 60-51 victory over Michigan State yesterday, but winners of 6 of their last 8 after that 0-4 start. Coach, what has clicked? What are you seeing? Why is this team better over the last 8 games?
I think it's a combination of everything. I think, first of all, it starts with coaches. I think we finally kind of figured out our guys and are starting to put them in more of a position to succeed, in particular on the offensive end and then certainly with some lineup. We've started to play a lot more bigger lineups where we have our point guard, whether it's Benny Parker or Ty Webster. And then even last night for about 8 minutes, we played Pettaway as our point guard. And then we're playing a lot of lineups with Pettaway as our 2, Siobhan Shields as our 3, David Rivers as our 4, and then, you know, Walt Pitchford or Leslie Smith as our 5. But then guys are just figuring it out. We have a very young team, and I think we're finally seeing our freshmen becoming sophomores, our sophomores becoming juniors. And I think Walt Pitchford has really picked up his game. He's really shooting the ball well. He's starting to find his niche, starting to rebound a little better. Pettaway has been very good. You know, Shields had the game of 33, and he's been steady at it. You can always depend on those guys. They're rocks. And then I think the 2 unsung heroes of our team really are David Rivers and Benny Parker. You know, those are sometimes you can have too many, you know, generals and not enough soldiers. And Parker and Rivers are soldiers. Those guys don't need many shots. They're going to do everything they can to make everybody else better. Rivers has had 2 outstanding games, has absolutely dominated the game on the defensive end the last 2 nights out. And then Parker just gets in there, and, man, I got a new nickname for him called Nails, like Lenny Dykstra back in the day, because the guy is just in your mug nonstop every second he's in the game. And you just can't really get rid of the guy. He's an unbelievable defender, and I think his defensive energy at the point guard position really trickles down through our team with everybody else. So it's really been a team effort. But more than all that stuff, I just think we're growing and developing. You know, early in the year, we would have just terrible body language at times. And we used to let little things really get under our skin and bother us. And you can't let a mistake, you can't let one mistake equal 2 and 3. We have a phrase called NBA, and it means next best action. And it's always about the next best plan. Real quick, a little story from last night. You know, there was a terrible no call. Michigan State drove it, just threw it all the way back to the other side of the floor. It's clearly an over and back call. I mean, but they don't blow it. And then they zip it up, they drill a 3. Coach Miles calls timeout and just V-lines right to the official that missed the call. And he's giving them the business. And our other 2 assistants walk to make sure Coach doesn't do anything, you know, crazy. And I just go right to the team, not knowing how they're going to react. And Pettaway just gets this huge smile on his face and just is like, hey, man, we got to do it. It's 5 against 8. You know what I mean? We can't worry about that. And honestly, 6 weeks ago, we would have slouched our shoulders, hung our heads, and would have made it a bigger deal than it is. And when our guys, and then everyone else is just like, let's go. And when everyone responded like that, I knew we were going to have a great chance to win that game. It just shows the maturity that we're starting to develop.
Well, Coach, I think you kind of answered the next question I wanted to ask you, maybe in two or three different ways, because you can lose kids throughout a career or throughout a season because of injury, but when you got a guy like Devrell who you had to let go from the team that averaged 10 points, I guess maybe you kind of answered it, some of these guys that have stepped in and taken his role.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been done by committee. I think we've really bought into the team concept and what we're doing, and because of that, we've had to adjust some things, you know, how we were playing. And but just because there's some, in a way, good fortune that way, because I think our bigger lineup has been really, really good. And we had really never played Petaway at the two, except for the first two games of the year when Gallegos and Biggs didn't play. So it's really been by committee, and I think our guys really looked in the mirror and said, what do we want? What do we want our legacy to be? And I think certainly getting on the road and beating a quality team like Michigan State and everything, it's a great start to where we want this program to be on an annual basis.
Well, Craig, you got the entire state talking about the Nebraska. I mean, they're watching Creighton. I know how important it is to try to keep up or catch up with where Creighton is right now. So kind of everybody's talking about both programs. Last question, people want to throw out this NCAA thing, but how do you make sure that you beat Purdue and you win again on Sunday and you beat Penn State and Purdue this week?
Well, you know, it's interesting because obviously after we won the game last night, everyone gets to the locker room, we're all pumped up and fired up. And then there's a little bit of a dead time where we're waiting for Coach Miles to do his TV interview and Turan to do his TV interview, and they come running through, and man, we, you know, did the victory dance and everything, and everyone's excited. But then, you know, a half hour later, it was just kind of like old business again. You know, the guys weren't too giddy. I think they fully expected the win, and now we play two teams at home. We've been very, very good at home. Our one loss was a 1-point loss to Michigan that we kind of let slip away. But, you know, Penn State beat us in a game that we completely controlled. And Purdue, we might have played one of our – well, I know we played one of our worst offensive games of the year that game, and we still had a chance to win. And so our guys remember that. You know, they got to – they don't forget things lightly. They have great pride about themselves. And so I really believe that we'll be ready to play, and then we know we have something to play for. I mean, we got a chance to make the NCAA tournament, and I know we'll be ready to play.
Coach, we appreciate you giving us some time. I know you guys are always busy, but it's great to talk Nebraska basketball again today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck the rest of the season.
Hey, anytime, fellas. Anything we can do to help, let us know. We appreciate everything.
Well, you guys are great with the media. Keep it up. Thanks, Craig.
All right. Have a great day, guys.
You bet. Craig Smith joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. They're more than great with the media. They're winning basketball games, and that's, Jimmy, that's what matters, okay? At the end of the day, the only way people are going to start paying attention to this team again is that they win basketball games. I've said it, and people probably get tired of me saying this. I've said this for years, whether it was, Doc, whether it was Barry Collier, whether whoever it was, since Nebraska has not been able to get to the tournament, they set you up, and then they disappoint you. And by disappointment, I mean, if Penn State comes in and wins on Thursday, it would be typical over the last decade Nebraska basketball. They just pulled off the biggest shocker that they could possibly pull off this year outside of maybe winning at Ohio State when they were third in the country. But they played with them for a half. But they need to keep it going now. Everybody knows that. Don't let this get away, because the bottom line is a win over Penn State and a loss to Michigan State kind of would look about the same as, I mean, it would almost be worse if you lost at home to Penn State after beating Michigan State on the road.
Yeah, Doug, I just by looking at things, I think they're going to beat Penn State, and I think they'll probably beat Purdue. What's going to happen is after those games, I don't know what's going to take place. There's some games that they could lose after that. I think these two are coming at the correct time. You know, you need to play a Penn State and you need to play a Purdue right now. This is a good time to have that because it would be very hard to beat a Michigan State and then have to go on the road again and play another one of these teams like, you know, a Wisconsin on the road. Having Wisconsin the last game of the season at home is critical. The schedule is really nice to them right now. It was not nice early.
Winning cures everything, you know that. Thanks, James from Grand Island, for that one. Here's what's left for Nebraska, in case you don't know. This Thursday, Penn State. This Sunday, Purdue. That's a 3:15 tip, so Sunday afternoon basketball. And then they go to Illinois, which I think is going to be tough.
Really hard. That's the game.
It just depends if he's lost his team or not, which I don't think he will, but that's going to be tough.
I think that's a game we may not win because we will be ripe for the picking at that time. But go on with your schedule.
And then Northwestern comes in on March the 1st. Then it's at Indiana. And then they finish it out, as you said, on March the 9th with Wisconsin. And there's a you know, they're not playing these Thursday, Saturday, or Saturday, Monday type things. They don't have three games basically in a week again. They get a little time to kind of play, practice a couple, 3 days, play again. So there's no doubt. I mean, Wisconsin right now, and they're only a notch above Nebraska, as I said at the start of the show, Wisconsin's the only team that's in the top half of the conference as we speak today, which is kind of amazing because Illinois was ranked in the top 25. Indiana is still Indiana.
Right, and that's going to be a really tough game plan at Illinois and at Indiana. I mean, those are both going to be tough, really tough game. It's really going to be hard for Purdue and Penn State to come into Lincoln and win. Those two are going to be really hard for those two teams to come in and win. So those four games, you know, right now you're looking at like 2-2. You know, I mean, the two on the road, the two at home, you're looking at a 2-2. But Wisconsin would be amazing. And somehow, if they could steal one of those, because Indiana is not 21-5. I think the people don't realize that Indiana right now is like 14-10 or 13-10, if we look it up. They're not the same Indiana team that last year was in the hunt for the national championship and all these. You know.
Do you think Nebraska's going to feel pressure, or is it a different kind of pressure? I think you feel pressure when you start 0-4 in the conference, when you dip below 500, and now it's a different kind of pressure with maybe the target on their back. It hasn't been on their back. Some of these teams need to beat Nebraska to make the NIT, probably, like a Northwestern, maybe an Illinois, somebody like that.
Yeah, I would say not yet. I would say the pressure's not on yet. I would think that the pressure, you win these two games and you go to Illinois, boy, that's going to be a key game. That is, you know, going to be something that you're going to look at. But if they lose to Illinois, it's not because, oh, God, you choked. I mean, you know, it's just a game on the schedule. And it's always tough to win on the road. You have to play well on the road. Jerry Heiser told us one time in a class that he said, when you go on the road, four guys got to step up and play. And I mean, you know, you're completely a overwhelming favorite, but to knock somebody off, you got to have four guys step up and play. At home, sometimes you only got to have two guys step up and play. You know, that's the difference between playing on the road and playing at home.
Folks, Nebraska did pick up one vote for the top 25 in the coaches poll. I bet you think Izzo votes? I bet you can find that out too, Jeffrey. Michigan State, this is in the AP. Michigan State falls to 13. Iowa's 15th. Wisconsin 16th. Michigan 20th. And Ohio State is 24th. Nebraska didn't get any votes there. Creighton's up to 11. Villanova fell to 9 after that game yesterday. Plus, do want to thank Seamus at the university for helping us get Coach Smith. Seamus always kicks ass down there, and we always appreciate him helping us out, line up some interviews. I got a hold of him last night. Bang, he's got it set up. We're ready to go. We appreciate Craig Smith joining us here today. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question. What was the more impressive win yesterday? Nebraska's road win over Michigan State or Creighton's home win over Villanova? Coach McDermott, Greg McDermott, said, I thought we played as well as we could play at Villanova, and we might have played better tonight. Speaking of last night in Omaha. So I'm going on that. What's more impressive? In this case, I'm taking Nebraska's win at Michigan State is more impressive because they had to. Michigan State got another guy back yesterday. One of their best players returns to the lineup. They hold them to 51 points. They had an 11-point lead shaved down to 2. They could have let it get away. That's usually what happens to underdogs. It does get away. Creighton shot something unbelievable. It was 62% at one point late in the basketball game. So they shot 60% or better. And Doug McDermott is outstanding. But yesterday, I got to go with Big Red.
I'm going with Big Red, too, because the Creighton-Villanova game was a key game in the nation. It really was. The Nebraska and Michigan State is an upset.
Yeah, nobody paid attention to that.
Hey, well, look what happened here. This is a major upset.
That's one of those, you're the Big Ten announcer, you're going, God.
I'll tell you
what. What do you got this weekend?
I got Michigan State, Nebraska.
That'll
be over by half.
Yeah. You know, what's going to be interesting, I know there's quite a few more games to play. And I know how the AP's voting, but the NCAA committee will give Creighton a higher seed than Villanova because of those two games. If it gets down to that little one, they're doing this bubble stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to see who played who, how did you do in those two games, and they might both be like a 3 seed. They might be, it could be a 2 seed, but probably, you know, they're in that 3-4 bracket. But Villanova will not be ahead of Creighton if there's any type of just similarities at all.
For the first time, and we just touched on this a while back, for the first time, I think that the Big East tournament cannot help Creighton. The conference tournament cannot help Creighton. When they're in the Missouri Valley, you always kind of need to do well to either get in the tournament or to get a decent seed so you're not sitting there around 8, 9, 10 where you got a chance to get to the Sweet 16. Here, the Big East tournament, a week later, you'll finish up on Saturday, I believe it is, the 15th. Yes, that's a Saturday. And then you'll turn around and play either Thursday or Friday in the NCAA tournament at a site to be known. Creighton doesn't have to worry about the Big East tournament. They don't need to go through a knockdown, drag-out third matchup with Villanova in a Big East final in New York on a Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening in the Big East tournament. Nothing good can come of that outside of getting the trophy, maybe bumping yourself up to a 3 or possibly a 2 seed, depending on the rest of the regular season, because then, again, you got to be ready for the NCAA tournament. And I just don't see going through another meat grinder game with Villanova doing them any good in the Big East tournament. I mean, this is one of those where, again, let's go play, but I'm not going to get freaked out if we lose in the quarterfinals or the semifinals and get a couple extra days of rest.
Yeah, right now Creighton's at the highest they would get a 2 seed, but they're going to be a 3-4 seed right now, Doug. Yep. That's where they're going to be. You know, and one thing about it, Creighton scoring some points. They're exciting to watch.
Well, the bracketology is out for a couple of those. Scan that up, Jeff.
What does it say?
It has been updated. Joe Lenardi has Creighton at a 3. He's had them at a 3. They dropped to a 4 after the loss to St. John's. He's got them back as a 3 right now. And then the USA Today prognostications has Creighton as a 2.
Yep.
Duke and Creighton moving up to a 2. But the bottom line is you just got to keep winning.
Where do they have Nebraska at?
We all started this with the Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Vote anytime at ESPNSuperStation.com. Our poll question today, which was the more impressive win yesterday, Nebraska or Creighton? Over the weekend, because of the Derek Jeter retirement, we asked you who's the greatest shortstop of all time. 40% said Cal Ripken. 33% said Ozzie Smith. 20% said Ernie Banks. Nobody voted for Derek Jeter. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Here's some good policy from your local independent agent and auto owner's insurance. When you insure your home and car with us, you receive a multi-policy discount. And when you add auto owner's life insurance, you get a special discount on your home and car insurance. Auto owner's insurance will save you money on all of the insurance you already have. Now that's good policy. Call your independent agent today. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
What is focus? It's the fusion of clarity and alertness. It's when you're in the zone, on top of your game. It's the confidence that comes with saying, I can and I will. It's when you feel like you can do anything, accomplish everything. Because with focus, nothing seems out of reach. So reach for a 5-hour energy and get the feeling of focus you need to get things done. For details and disclaimers, visit 5hourenergy.com.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
As sunny skies continue across the area today, we're going to head up to about 58 for a high as winds out of the west-northwest stay gusting at 15 to 30 at times. Then we'll head back to 34 degrees for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now it's 48.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Finally, some weather that makes you even think about getting out of the machine shed where you've been working on your equipment and thinking about getting out in the field, which is not that far away. And when you put that much work in the off-season, make sure your gear and your equipment works, including your T&L irrigation system. They take care of you with their preventative maintenance during the off-season. And now, how about this? The T&L PPC3, allowing you to control your pivot from your home with GPS modifications. It allows you to control the speed, the direction, end gun, and auto stop locations with GPS right from your home. The TLPPC3, combined with T&L's continuously moving hydrostatic power design, gives you the assurance of uniform water application, improved crop production, and effective irrigation system management. So for more information about the Precision Point Control 3 system or any of the pivot control management systems from T&L Irrigation, contact your local T&L dealer. You can find out who that is if you don't know at online. Their address is TLIRR.com. That's TLIRR.com. Proven technology that works easier on you for a lifetime. They have been doing it for over 60 years from their worldwide headquarters in Hastings, taking care of all of the United States and more than 60 countries worldwide. Well, a lot on the Nebraska basketball talk. Just a lot of stuff going on out there. One more thing on this, though. And here's what kind of pains me. I had my own stomach issues over the weekend, but it turned my stomach again last night. When I turn on the news and the oversaturation we get with Nebraska football, it wouldn't have mattered who Nebraska plays. It's always the lead story. But yet, when Nebraska basketball knocks off the number 9 team in the country, especially on a Sunday, and come on, even the anchors of all of the television stations and anybody that works Sunday news knows that it's like, you know, we kind of worked on some stories earlier in the week. Unless something big happened, which they go get, there's always trying to gather some things. And there's a story right out in front of you. And, okay, well, we'll mention it on the sports. That just, it shows you where the state is at when it comes to Nebraska basketball. I mean, seriously, I think volleyball would have got more headline than what basketball did. I mean, come on, people. I saw what you used as your lead stories last night. And I'm just saying, if you're gonna go all out for Nebraska football, then give the boys their due. Give them credit. I mean, this was 17 years since Nebraska's beaten a top 10 opponent on the road. I'm not saying you got to give me 15 minutes at the top of the broadcast. I'm saying that's what you hit. And then, you know, then here's our weather, and then you go into your news. I watch you guys all the time.
Hey, you know, Doug.
Especially in Lincoln. Yeah. Especially, let me just say, especially in Lincoln, Jimmy. Especially in Lincoln. That should have been the top story.
Well, you know, Doug, one thing around the area, and, you know, I coached in this area. I've been around athletics for, you know, 40 years, I guess, in the area. And I've just been a co-host on this show for, you know, a long time. Well, it seems like a long time, no, but I'm sure people are getting tired of hearing my voice on this thing. But I'm going to tell you right now, Doug, that's one thing that a lot of people have liked about the Doug and Daddy show is that it talks about things that sometimes are missed in the public eye. I mean, we've got the men and girls in the Kearney Catholic girls basketball teams, and we talk about them a lot. But a lot of times that gets missed. We've got this Central Nebraska area or South Central Nebraska, whatever you want to call. We try to give people credit when credit's due. And all of a sudden now the Nebraska basketball, we've been talking about, hey, I ripped them. I ripped the Huskers for not making any free throws down the stretch when they missed. You know, they had some games won. They couldn't make any free throws. And I said, hey, you know what? You got to make them at the high school level. You got to make it at the college level. And you got to make them in the NBA. So, I mean, you know, you got to make some free throws. Let's step up and do it. So now all of a sudden when they do this and they do some things correct, you know, you're very good at bringing up that stuff. You know, Nebraska baseball, we talked about the baseball. Just, you know, we had a pretty important guy on the show talking. I mean, and you get those people on this show. So you make this the show and talk. So I understand your feelings when you go, unbelievable. Well, we're talking about Nebraska football when they beat a South Dakota forever. And now we get a Michigan State win. Hey, let's talk about it. Let's get this. This is a big-time deal. This is a national upset. This was a game that was a prominent. This program needs to take a step up, you know. And you know, and we can look at other college football programs. We try to give them credit. I gave Central Florida credit before anybody else knew they were good. You know, and we were talking about them on this show that this team can play football, and you know, and so. But so when Nebraska does something with their basketball program and people aren't talking about it, it's disappointing to you.
We're going to talk a little wrestling here in a bit as well, but I didn't get to watch the game, much of it yesterday, any of the stuff, the men, the women, I saw a little bit more of the Creighton because we had our wrestling rally yesterday. And again, thanks to all the coaches and athletes that came in and were a part of that for 3 hours yesterday afternoon. But I did, when I got home last night, I clicked on the All-Star game. Did you watch any of the NBA All-Star game?
Not 1 second of it. But it's not like
You didn't miss anything.
Yeah.
You didn't miss anything.
What was the final score? 200 to 190?
It was 163 to 155. Fine. It's the highest scoring one ever. But the new commissioner, what's his name? Andrew Silva?
Adam Silver.
Adam, yeah. You better step up. You've got a situation exactly like the Pro Bowl. It sucked. It was terrible. It's not a game. Get rid of it. If you're going to play like that, get rid of it. If you're just going to run up and down, shoot threes, and throw it down. I mean, if you're just going to make it a practice, make it a practice. If you want to get these guys together for a skills challenge and then just have a glorified practice, fine. This ain't a game. This ain't basketball. It was terrible. It was terrible.
Well, I can guarantee you, in the NBA, these teams that are winning, that wasn't what they do in practice. You know what I mean? So what you're saying, this is just a fun little game. When they practice, they're trying to get better. You know, They're trying to get better when they say, hey, you want to shoot around and do some fun little shoots, you do that on your own. But practice is right now. And that thing is just a fun little shoot around where people get together. And it's been that way. And I didn't see the game. And first thing I told you was, what was the score, 200 to 190? Yeah. I didn't even know what the score was.
Jimmy, don't you think in this day and age, and I see this everywhere, and it's not a bad thing. But when we grew up, and I realize that's a long time ago, but even when Jeff was a youngster, and he's 20, I'm just trying to keep you young, man. But let's say, you know, when he's in high school 10 years ago, 12 years ago, these athletes see each other, travel each other, have so many off-season things, get together for golf tournaments, get together for fundraisers, get together for benefits, appear on late-night talk shows, make appearances at ESPN. I mean, when Bird and Magic were playing against each other, that was such an incredibly big deal when they got together to make the commercial. They don't; those athletes didn't see when they played each other. It was intense on the floor, and when you came to an All-Star game or the postseason, it was somewhat intense as well. These All-Star games, you didn't see each other. You weren't buddies. You hadn't been hanging out. You hadn't played for five different teams during your career since you've been to every arena and been to every place and knew everybody. I think that is part of the reason that you were seeing, you know, less intense, more competitive type of All-Star games. At least in baseball, you still got to hit a curveball. In basketball, I mean, you're not playing defense. I mean, once the ball's hit, you're playing defense. But in basketball and football, you're not playing defense if you don't want to.
People make a better effort, way better effort in the All-Star baseball games. Probably, you know, when they're going after it, they're trying to strike out that guy. That pitcher comes in there for an inning, and they're diving for in the outfield. They're trying to make plays. You know, we talked about the play at the plate with Pete Rose and Fosse. You know, I mean, do you think they weren't going after it that day? I mean, you know, so, yeah, it's kind of, you know, they were talking the other day, so they were talking about the best players of all time that played basketball and stuff, and you know, Kobe Bryant named some guys, you know, and he left Wilt Chamberlain off this list. Now, I got news for you guys. If Wilt Chamberlain's off the list, you've lost your credibility with me. If you're going to give me, hey, here's the top 10 basketball players of all time, but Wilt Chamberlain didn't make the list, then yeah, that's great. You talk all you want to, but your credibility shot because you've got to have, that guy's got to be on the list. You know, I mean, so, and when they played and Bill Russell and him were in an All-Star game, I'll guarantee you Bill Russell was trying to not let him score. You know, and Wilt was trying to get a hoop on him.
It is a argument that will go on forever. The level of talent when Wilt played compared to the level of talent now, and you can take that in any sport. And it just depends which side of the fence you're on, because, I mean, look how dominant Shaq was, and no one considers him one of the greatest players. I never heard his name come up yet. And Wilt was even more dominant because there was nobody to match up against him. 888-455-ESPN. Cody from Hastings said the defense was so great in the All-Star game that there were no block shots.
Is that what he said?
Which is true.
That is great. Yeah, in fact, if you block somebody's shot, it's kind of like, you know, you're talking about practice, you know. It's kind of
practice.
Like about the 20-minute warm-up in a basketball game. You know, when the guys go out there for 20 minutes and they're going to warm up for those 20 minutes, that's kind of like with the All-Star games. Could you imagine if you were out there shooting around and then one of your buddies came up on your own team and blocked your shot? You know, so.
There's an article on Sporting News today. The headline is, you want to talk bubble? St. John's, Nebraska, Oklahoma State, and UNLV are ready now. Let's see. A team such as Nebraska still has a lot of ground to cover, 3-7 against the top 50. They're not going to do much over what remains to add to their resume. Their only remaining game against the Big Ten elite is Wisconsin, but they do have a chance to improve their appeal with a series of games against the lower end. It's a long way home from here, but at least they're in the discussion, and that's kind of how I feel.
Well, I've told you right away.
That's the Sporting News. Good job, Mike DeCourcy. He listens to the show, apparently.
There he does. we're going to remember this. We're going to remember this because it's easy for you and I to remember. It's called the pick six.
Okay.
And Michigan State was one of the pick six. So they got one in. Now they got to get five more. But unfortunately, the all button is Wisconsin. So you got to have the win over Wisconsin to be part of your pick six. Because six wins won't do it unless Wisconsin's, if they're not in the hunt. But if Wisconsin will give you that extra win and in, you know, on that, you know, because they're looking at the 3-7 against ranked teams, that'll put them with four, and that'll get them in the tournament. But they got to win six.
I'm trying to think of how to bracket this because I think we need about four decisions. Nebraska goes to the NCAA tournament. Yes, got a good chance. Ain't going to happen. No way in hell.
Yeah.
And I think I know where I'm at.
But you're not in the last one. You're in the last one. You were in the last one.
I guess that's where my pessimism comes in, huh?
Doug, you were in the last one on Friday.
Yeah.
But you can't be in the last one Monday because
you're not facing
reality.
Yeah,
you can be if you want to.
Yeah, I can. Because I don't think there's any way that they can win 9 of the next 10 games.
Oh, they don't have to win 9 of their next 10. They only have
8 of their next 10?
They have to win 6 if they beat Wisconsin.
No, then you go to the conference tournament.
It doesn't matter how
they have to win a game in the conference tournament.
That's probably part of their 6. They have to beat Wisconsin.
They got 8 games left, I would say. 6 in the regular season, and then 2 in the conference tournament. And if they do what they – this is the crazy thing. If they do what they're supposed to do in these 6, they're going to get a bye in the Big Ten tournament, which makes Tim Miles the coach of the year in the Big Ten, and it makes him the national coach of the year.
20 wins.
To give you that.
20 wins will get him in if they beat Wisconsin.
Okay, that's what Jimmy said.
February 17th, we'll check the tape.
We'll take a break. That's But what if they lose to Penn State and Northwestern at home?
You got to win 6. I said 20. They're going to lose. Maybe they can lose at Illinois. Maybe they can lose at Indiana. You know, the Indiana win would be nice. It'd be nice.
This is a lot of Nebraska basketball talk.
Hey, you know, could you imagine this? Nebraska at Indiana. Okay. Winners in, losers out.
Take a break. How do you think that's going to go? We'll be right back.
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you.
We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
Friends don't let friends do things they'll regret.
I've always wanted a face tattoo.
Friends don't let friends make questionable choices.
I will be representing myself, Your Honor.
And friends definitely don't let friends smoke, especially when there's an e-cig that looks, feels, and tastes just like the real thing, the Enjoy King. So give a friend you care about the only e-cig worth switching to. Enjoy King. Cigarettes, you've met your match. Available at participating 7-Eleven, Walgreens, and other retailers nationwide. Not for sale to minors. Contains nicotine, which is addictive. Find out more at enjoy.com.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience hiring new employees can be tough. With so many job boards out there, you need to advertise on all the top sites to find the perfect candidate quickly. But how can you do that without wasting a ton of time? The answer is ZipRecruiter.com. With ZipRecruiter.com, you post to 40 job sites at once with a single click. They even highlight the best candidates, making it easy for you to hire the right person fast. Try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As sunny skies continue across the area today, we're going to head up to about 58 for a high as winds out of the west-northwest, gusting at 15 to 30 at times. Then we'll head back to 34 degrees for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now it's 48.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The American women are going to play for the gold in hockey. So, yay. Check the score here. Let's see who's winning between Canada and Sweden, which is on the front page there. Canada and Sweden. And it is, Canada's up 3-0, so I guess it'll be Canada again. All kinds of statements coming out from the Nebraska Athletic Department on Connie Yorey. Mark Bain, the assistant athletic director, said she was released from a Lincoln hospital last night, doing well, resting at home after collapsing during the game against Indiana. She had been bothered by dizzy spells before she collapsed. They call it dehydration. She'd been under the weather. I know what that feels like. Walked off the court, but... I don't want to go down during the game, and what do you do? Okay, I'm okay. Oop, I'm not okay. That's kind of what I felt like this weekend. But Nebraska wins, and now they go to Ohio State, and another good game for Jordan Hooper. Hastings men and women wrapped up the home portion of their season. The women beat Dakota Wesleyan 99-86. By the way, Bailey Morris, who has played in our area in high school basketball at a couple of different schools, is tearing it up for Concordia. She scored 45 points over the weekend, breaking the record, school record, 45 points, and she has been the two-time conference player of the week and probably going to garner another one for that one. Little guard that played Silver Lake, Sandy Creek, so she has been tearing it up as well. Heartland Hoops Classic, 8 games. There were a handful of them that were very competitive. The first, Overton-Sutton. The last, Omaha Central-Denver East. And Omaha Central did it again, Jimmy.
Yeah, and they outplayed them, too. And they got back on transition layups, and Denver East tried to press them. And it did, when they did, all that did was generate offense for Omaha Central. Denver East had their moments, but Omaha Central outplayed them, deserved a win. A big win for Overton. Kearney High played Norfolk tough, had them down by 8 in the third quarter, and Norfolk just found a way to win. But a very competitive game. The Donovan Trumbull game, Norfolk Catholic, I got to ref one. That was a very competitive game. It was fun to watch. And, GICC had some injuries the night before against when they upset St. Cecilia, and two of their starters didn't play against Southern Valley, but Southern Valley stuck it to them, beat them by 10.
Well, that makes it interesting because all three of those teams are going to be vying for postseason, and St. Cecilia and Central Catholic and Donovan Trumbull are all in the same sub-district, so... Did I say that right? Yeah, yep. Southern Valley, St. Cecilia, Donovan Trumbull, all in the same sub.
Yes, that's correct.
Central Catholic's in with Adams Central, who they had a battle with, and a Wood River's over there as well. There's going to be some good boys sub-districts.
All over there, very even. And then girls' sub-districts start tonight.
Yeah.
And this one in Kearney Catholic with the D1 girls is wide open. There's 5 teams with winning records in it.
Very rarely does a bunny bracket team have aspirations or think that they can go to state or win the sub-district. There's no doubt that that is one of them tonight. We'll have the Amherst-Axtell game on Classic Hits 98.9. Gibbon Broken Bow will be here on ESPN Radio. Everybody's looking forward to potentially the battle of the only two unbeaten teams left, Kearney Catholic and Minden, on Thursday, but they've got to get through their games tomorrow. Plenty of other action going on. A couple of other sports notes. Tri-City Storm, the road has not been kind to them. They dropped all three over the weekend. They go to Lincoln to wrap up their 6-game trip Friday, and then they're back home on Saturday. Husker baseball, you mentioned, 2-2 over the weekend. UNK swept Newman University yesterday. They're now 6-0, and the team's playing in the day in Wichita. And wrestling. A record setter for Tyler Herman's Amherst Broncos, qualifying their entire team, 313.5 points at the D3 district, on their way to a 5th consecutive state title. Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney qualify a ton of kids, 11 Grand Island, 12 Hastings, 13 Kearney, and Adams Central wins their district, Central City wins their district, Lexington was the runner-up. There are going to be a ton of kids to cover. We'll be live there Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You'll be all by yourself in here Friday. We'll be talking to you, though. Are you going to come in Friday?
Yeah, I'll come in
Friday.
You don't
have to.
I'll do whatever you want. We'll decide if you don't need me. Hey, what
we'll
I'd like
it
to
by ear.
What Amherst had 313.5.
Yeah.
Okay. What was second place in that district? Do you know how many
it
points?
Was
what team was it?
89, I believe, for South Loop. Let me double check. I think it was 89 South Loop. There's a lot of numbers in my skinny little brain this weekend, and the answer is 89 South Loop.
Isn't that
so
something?
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah, that's you've won your district when you have over 300 points, and second place is under 100. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like that one match.
Well, you get 300, there's not a lot left for everybody else.
Well, that one match was real critical. I tell you what, we needed that one. That was a key one. That was the key match, yeah.
Tomorrow, Coach Laux from Hastings High is going to join us here on the show among our guests, and we've got another full week ahead of you. Mark Bauer will join us Wednesday. They're coming off the MIAA championship. They won it yesterday, had 3 individual champions, 8 in the finals. We'll wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
People from all around are talking about how the new Refirm Now is changing their lives forever.
I lost 79 pounds. My energy has increased and I'm even more toned.
I believe this is the perfect product to give you the energy and motivation to lose weight. I actually cut my body fat in half.
Refirm Now is the biggest weight loss breakthrough in years. Helps with stress, more energy, fat burning, your appetite, and the best body toning ingredients.
I have never felt better. Just take the step and get to complete nutrition.
So if you want the strongest fat burner to hit the markets since ephedrine, you need Refirm Now. Found only at Complete Nutrition. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
What is focus? It's the fusion of clarity and alertness. It's when you're in the zone, on top of your game. It's the confidence that comes with saying, I can and I will. It's when you feel like you can do anything, accomplish everything. Because with focus, nothing seems out of reach. So reach for a 5-hour energy and get the feeling of focus you need to get things done. For details and disclaimers, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Wendy's presents Granada and the Ciabatta.
Wow, your bacon cheeseburger looks different.
It's on toasted ciabatta, Renata. See, she got a ciabatta, he got a ciabatta.
Wow, you all got a ciabatta.
Oh, well, except Greg. Now he's persona non grata.
Go beyond ordinary with Wendy's new ciabatta bacon cheeseburger with chopped roasted tomatoes, Asiago cheese, and a rich garlic aioli sauce, all on toasted ciabatta bread.
I am loving this ciabatta.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
The postseason is here, and we've got you covered on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Don't forget the State High School Wrestling Tournament Thursday through Saturday at the CenturyLink Center in Omaha. And tonight, the sub-districts begin for girls basketball here on ESPN Radio. Gibbon takes on Broken Bow, and on Classic Hits 98.9, Axtell takes on Amherst. Both games tip off at 7 with more games Tuesday and Thursday. But tonight, Gibbon Broken Bow here on ESPN, Axtell Amherst on Classic Hits 98.9. Doug and Daddy show the Accenture match play going on the PGA Tour. It's your first chance to kind of practice your brackets, which these crazy guys do around here all the time. I mean, you're going to have state tournament brackets. You're going to have NCAA brackets. Brackets, 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 brackets. But without Phil, without Tiger, without some of the big names, I mean, my God, did I see this? The top seeds, and I'm not going to remember them off the top of my head right now, but I saw them earlier. Zach Johnson, Henrik Stenson. I'm trying to remember what the other two top seeds are. But it's just not, it's like, huh, what? Folks, kind of gives you the Monday blues when you look at that, but there should be some good matches as always, and you can watch them all along with your favorite sporting activities at the Chicken Coop in Kearney. Don't forget, Monday is fun day when you buy the Coop Koozie. It's only $5, and every Monday night with that Coop Koozie, you can drink 12-ounce cold ones from 7 to close for only $1. And of course, you can have some great boneless wings. Their boneless wing specials on Monday. Buy the Coop Koozie. Enjoy some wings, just 40 cents a piece. Can't wait for tonight to grab a delicious bite to eat and stop in for lunch. Their juicy steak sandwich and your choice of side is only $6.99 every Monday. They're open 7 days a week, anytime, day or night, for lunch, your favorite beverages, and watching your favorite sports at 2115 Avenue A in Kearney. It's the Chicken Coop. Check them out today. Get that Coop Koozie, 12-ounce cold ones from 7 to close for only a buck when you get the Koozie. Okay, Henrik Stenson, Rory McIlroy, Zach Johnson, they were all number one seeds in the tournament today.
Justin Rose.
Justin Rose, the other one. Okay, he's your U.S. Open champion. All right, Jimmy, anything that we missed?
I'm sure there's so much going on. We missed something. Yeah. I don't know what it was, but I guarantee it was missed by us.
Fauner Park starts Friday.
Yes, it does.
There's people jacked up for that. And we will be talking with announcer Steve Anderson coming up later on this week, as always, here on the Doug and Daddy Show to get you ready for the Fauner Park horse racing season. We had a lot to cover today. We'll continue it tomorrow with more basketball and wrestling talk of the area scene. We'll also catch up with the head wrestling coach at Hastings, Brian Laux. We'll have Trotman's Tuesday Trivia. Damon Day will be back from Wichita, hopefully 7-0 with the baseball team. We'll talk with him. Also want to thank Craig Smith, assistant men's basketball coach at Nebraska, for joining us for a good chunk of the first portion of the show today to talk about the big win yesterday at Michigan State and the season so far. Folks, enjoy the basketball tonight. Get out and support your teams. We'll see you tomorrow. Jimmy, have a great week.
You too, Doug.
See you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew.
Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!